You would take your Bibles with me this morning, James chapter 4. In James chapter 4, let's notice verse 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. For what is your life?" Verse 14. "For it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time." Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd bless our time in your word. I pray that you would challenge our hearts. And at this season of our lives, that each one would be encouraged to dedicate themselves to you, to give their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Lord, we thank you for this. Thank you for the life you've given us, this physical life, but thank you also for the life that we have in Jesus Christ, that eternal life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Only one life to offer. Missionary C.T. Studd, who we'll learn more about in the days ahead, penned the words of this poem, of which I will share with you, and the main lines there are on the screen. This is what C.T. Studd said regarding these lines. He said, "Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day, my Lord to meet and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life," that still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aims to leave and to God's holy will to cleave. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes, and fears, each with its clays I must fill, living for self or in his will. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would come to tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep, in joy or sorrow thy word to keep, faithful and true, whate'er the strife, pleasing thee in my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let me love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. And when at last I hear the call, I know I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." C.T. Studd. Those two lines impressed him and spurred him on to serve God. James chapter 4 asks the question, what is your life? And it goes on to answer it. It is a vapor. It is a vapor. 'Twill soon be past, were the words of this poem, that one life God has given us. In this world, God has entrusted us with this life. In this day we live, but soon it will be past. What will we do with what God has given us?'" In the Psalms we read this morning from Psalm 31, let's go back there to Psalm 31. Please notice, as David trusts the Lord with his life and with the challenges and with the enemies that were besetting him, he said in verse 1, he said, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed." Verse 3, he said, "For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." Verse 14, he said, "But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God." Verse 15, "My times are in thy hand." My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. David recognized there in verse 15 and in other places certainly, but David recognized that his life, the timing of his life, was in God's hands. How many years of life will God give us? 8? 10? 12? 85? 100? We don't know. The point is, we don't know. We have no idea how many years of life God will give us. God says that for us to have 70 years or even 80 is a blessing. It's a blessing. But you know what? Your life. God says it's but a vapor. When the kettle boils on the stove and out from the spout comes that little vapor from the boiling water. And it vanishes so quickly. And God says that's what our life is like. It's like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Vanisheth away. Your life. Your life is something to be treasured, something not to be wasted. So many people waste their lives. They waste their lives doing their own will and not God's. They waste their lives living for themselves instead of caring about others. God calls us to live for Him. And in this year of 2019, this is the theme that God has laid on my heart, is that the words of this, the main words of this poem, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." You see, we can live to do the will of God, and we can actually make a difference. We can use this life as fast as it goes by, but we can use it for God's glory, and it can make an eternal impact. It can make an eternal impact. We tell others about Christ. We walk in the Spirit and do the will of God. It can make a difference forever. But if we waste our life and we don't do the will of God, it'll be all a waste. What will you do with the life God's given you? What will you do? What will I do with the life God has given us? "My times are in thy hand." David recognized his life. The timing of his life was ultimately in the Lord's hands. Last week, we saw from Psalm 90, Moses in his prayer asking the Lord to teach him to number his days, that he may apply his heart unto wisdom. Moses prayed for him and his people, that God would help them to make good use of their life, good use of their time, that their time would not be wasted, that their life would not pine away in uselessness, but rather to do the will of God. Notice Psalm 25, if you'd flip right over there. Psalm 25, let's notice verse 9. 25 and verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. A meek person God wants to guide. Remember what a meek person is? A meek person is one who trusts God so much that he can handle life's challenges calmly. Right? A meek person, the way they conduct themselves, they bring a spirit of peace to what otherwise would be a point of friction. They have humility. A meek person trusts the Lord and can handle difficult situations, difficult people, because of their trust in the Lord. And so, the Bible tells us that the meek, verse 9, will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Notice back in verse 4 of Psalm 25, verse 4 says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." On thee do I wait. Do you want to be taught by the Lord? Do you want to be led by the Lord? As we embark on 2019, there are many people in this area, in this world, that are not looking to God for guidance. There's a lot of people that are just, they're just doing what they do. They're just living for what feels good and trying to do what pleases themselves instead of looking to God. The psalmist says, "Teach me." Moses prayed, "Teach us." They were looking to God to guide them. They recognized that their life was short and that they needed God's help for their lives to be worthwhile. Your life can make a difference. We can live to do the will of God in this life that God has given us. Only one life to offer. Only one life. And so we must live for what really matters. We must live for what really matters. How we handle the temporal things, how we handle the earthly things makes a big difference. Every day we make choices, 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 and those choices have a big impact on our life. Every day, the choices we make, many times little choices that lead to huge outcomes. Little choices. The choice to pray or not to pray. Every day. The choice to look in God's Word every day or not to look. If we are not looking to God, in a sense we are saying, "I don't need God's guidance." It's important for us to recognize, "Lord, teach me, guide me." The Bible says the meek will he guide in judgment. He will give us wisdom if we come to him. If we come with that humble, teachable, trusting spirit that says, "God, here's my life. I need your wisdom today. I need your wisdom to be a pastor. I need your wisdom to be a father, to be a husband, to be a Christian, to be a worker. I need your wisdom." There is no area of our life, there is no day of our life that we should not seek God for his direction, for his help, for his aid. A life depending on God. only one life. 'Twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 16 I'd like to go to, and if you would join me there, Luke 16, verse 10. We find the words of the Lord Jesus teaching. He is teaching, and in verse 10, he tells us, "He that is faithful," Luke 16:10, "he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Sometimes we want the big things, right? We say, "Hey, boy, I wish I had." But God says, are we faithful with the what? The least, the least. Tell me, what are some little things that God wants us to be faithful with every day? Something little. To obey. To obey your mommy and daddy? Yeah. So let's look at that verse again. Verse 10. Luke 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Now, let's notice the last part of the verse. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So God says, here's the principle. If we can be faithful in little things, it's a testimony that we can be trusted with big things and be faithful. But God says, if we are unjust in little things, Jesus said, if we can't be trusted with little things to do what's right, he says, you will do wrong with big things too. And every day, most of the choices we make in our day, most of the things that go on in our life every day are in the category of little things. There's some big things, but a lot of the things in daily life are just little things. But those little things make a huge difference. And if we can't be faithful with little things, we won't be faithful with big things either. So what is Jesus trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us to be faithful with little things and big things, but with everything. And he says the little things matter. The little things matter. All right? So, only one life. I'll read just a couple of the verses from that poem again. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon its fleeting hours will be done. Then in that day my Lord to meet and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life, the still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aims to leave and to God's holy will to cleave. Only one life, a few brief years, yet with its burdens, hopes, and fears. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep, a joy or sorrow, thy word, in joy or sorrow, thy word to keep. Faithful and true, whate'er the strife, pleasing thee in daily life. Oh, let me love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life. Yes, only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. And when at last I hear the call, I know I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today, and thank you for the admonition that we have received. We do know that every day we make important choices, the way we conduct our life, the decisions we make, and I pray that you'd help us to recognize that our life is precious to you, and you want us to do your will every day. Help us to dig deeper to know what that will is in this stage of our life. Help us to seek you, that we might seek you with a teachable heart, so that you might guide us. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.